GitHub just hit pause on new Copilot signups, not because of a bug, not because of a hack, but because AI agents got so good at coding that they broke the entire business model of selling AI coding tools. Welcome to AI Skim IQ Weekly Digest, your sharp, no-fluff recap of everything that mattered in AI and tech this week. I'm Alice, and across from me, as always, is Max. Max, we are deep in week 17 of 2026, and I genuinely don't know where to start. There is a lot.
Honestly, same. I went through the week's report, and it felt like three normal weeks compressed into one. OpenAI, Google, Anthropic, DeepSeek, everyone showed up swinging.
Which is kind of the theme, right? We had dual product launches from OpenAI, the biggest enterprise AI event of the year from Google, a very public industry brawl between Sam Altman and Anthropic, a geopolitical subplot involving DeepSeek and Huawei chips, and underneath all of it, this growing crack in how the industry actually charges for agentic AI. So let's get into it.
Let's go. I want to start with OpenAI because two major releases in one week feels like a statement.
It absolutely is a statement. OpenAI dropped GPT 5.5 this week, a fully retrained agentic model, not just a fine tune. It scores 82.7% on Terminal Bench 2.0 and 84.9 on GDPVAL, with its strongest gains in math and code. It's available through Microsoft Foundry for enterprise customers, and it's already powering codecs on NVIDIA infrastructure. So the OpenAI, Microsoft, NVIDIA stack is getting tighter.
Okay, but they also dropped an image model the same week. ChatGPT, images too. That feels like a lot to ship at once. Is this just a product blitz to dominate the news cycle? Or is there a coherent strategy?
Both, honestly. ChatGPT Images 2 has 99% typography accuracy and runs at twice the speed of its predecessor. But what's really interesting is the timing. This lands just weeks after OpenAI quietly shut down Sora, its video generation app. And the reason Sora died? Reportedly the collapse of a $1 billion Disney partnership. So OpenAI looked at the video bet, decided the economics weren't there, and pivoted hard back to image generation, where the competition is fierce. Baidu's open-source Ernie image is nipping at their heels. Alibaba has a three-dimensional video model called Happy Oyster, and OpenAI clearly decided they needed to lead there.
So it's less we planned this dual launch, and more we needed to fill the Sora-shaped hole in the product lineup.
Partly, yeah. Though Altman has been telegraphing this ChatGPT as a unified super app idea for over a year, one place for reasoning, creativity, image generation, agents, GPT 5.5 plus Images 2 is the clearest version of that vision we've seen materialized. These are the two most significant back-to-back releases from OpenAI since GPT 4.0.
And it puts real pressure on everyone else. Anthropic, Google, the Chinese labs, all at once.
All at once. Speaking of Google, Google Cloud Next 2026 happened this week, and it was the week's dominant enterprise event. They unveiled the Gemini Enterprise Agent Platform, which is basically a unified environment. Agent development, deployment, data connectivity, and security all bundled together. But the headline feature, and this is the one I keep coming back to, is cryptographic identity for AI agents. Every agent on the platform gets a unique cryptographic identity tied to auditable authorization policies.
Wait, why does an AI agent need a cryptographic identity? What problem does that actually solve?
Great question. Think about what happens when you have hundreds or thousands of agents running inside a large enterprise, making API calls, reading documents, sending emails, executing code. Right now, if something goes wrong, you have almost no way to trace which agent did what, under whose authority. The cryptographic identity system means every action by every agent is traceable and auditable. For a Fortune 500 company, or say a Pentagon, which by the way disclosed this week that defense personnel have already built over 100,000 agents on their Gemini-powered Geni.mil platform, accountability is not optional.
100,000 agents. At the Pentagon. I'm going to let that number sit for a second.
It's a number that deserves a moment. Google also announced that Merck and Home Depot are integrating Gemini Enterprise. Macy's has a beta AI shopping agent called Ask Macy's, and they deepened their NVIDIA partnership with Vera Rubin-powered instances that could scale to nearly 1 million GPUs. The breadth of this is Google saying, we want to own the enterprise agentic layer the way AWS owns cloud infrastructure.
That's a big swing, and Microsoft is obviously trying to own exactly that space too.
Which brings us neatly to the GitHub story, because this one is important, and I think underreported relative to how significant it is. GitHub this week halted new signups for Copilot Pro, Pro Plus, and student plans. They tightened usage limits. They pulled certain Claude models from the agentic tier. And the reason is simple and brutal. Developers using agentic AI coding workflows, long-running, parallelized sessions, are consuming compute that costs far more than the flat monthly subscription price. The business model is underwater.
So the more useful the product gets, the more money they lose on each customer.
Exactly that. And internal documents leaked midweek confirming that Microsoft is planning a shift to token-based billing for Copilot, which sounds like a technical detail, but it's actually a fundamental restructuring of the entire value proposition. Right now, developers know what they're paying. With token-based billing, your monthly cost depends on how aggressively your agents run. That's a very different relationship with the product.
And this isn't just a GitHub problem, right? This is an industry-wide reckoning.
It really is. Jensen Huang called AI agents definitely the next ChatGPT back in March, and he wasn't wrong about the capability trajectory. But Silicon Valley is now staring at the cost reality. Agentic workflows consume orders of magnitude more compute than a single chat message. And the same week all this is happening, Cursor, the AI code editor, is reportedly seeking a $2 billion funding round at a valuation above $50 billion, with SpaceX apparently considering a $60 billion acquisition. So the market is pricing in massive agentic coding upside, even as the current infrastructure is visibly straining.
The gap between the valuation story and the operational reality is pretty striking.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about Anthropic, because the Mythos story this week had layers. Dario Amodei met with White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles to discuss AI safety and partnership opportunities around Claude Mythos, the frontier model Anthropic has explicitly refused to release publicly because they say it poses serious security risks.
And Sam Altman came out and called it deceptive, fear-based marketing. That's not a subtle criticism.
No, that's the most visible public spat between the two leading US AI labs we've seen. Altman's framing is that Anthropic is using safety as a product positioning strategy, implying the model is so dangerous they can't release it without necessarily proving it is. And look, there's a real question there. But then simultaneously, a report from The Intercept alleged that Claude helped the US military select targets in Iran and was, and I'm quoting, guilt-ridden about it, which, if true, adds an entirely different dimension to the Mythos safety narrative.
A model with functional guilt involved in military targeting decisions is not a sentence I expected to encounter this week.
The Mythos system card this week did reveal that the model uses functional emotional states in roughly 14% of conversational turns, Anthropic's own disclosure. So the emotional language isn't coming out of nowhere. On the commercial side, Anthropic launched Claude into Microsoft Word as a beta integration, directly competing with Microsoft's own Copilot in the productivity suite, where Microsoft has the most to lose. And Microsoft 365 Copilot is now featuring Anthropic's Claude agent technology, the first direct model integration into that platform. It's a complicated partnership.
Complicated might be the understatement of the week. You're integrating a competitor's model into your core product, while that competitor's model is publicly being compared to fear-mongering, and also that model is apparently being used by the military. There's a lot happening.
A lot happening. All right, last story, DeepSeek. They released two preview versions of DeepSeek V4 this week, an open source update to V3.2. The lab claims it closes the gap with frontier models from OpenAI and Anthropic. But the detail I want to highlight is this. The release includes full support from Huawei chips.
That feels significant, given the US export restrictions on NVIDIA chips to China. Are they building a parallel hardware ecosystem?
That's exactly what's happening. And it wasn't just DeepSeek this week. Alibaba's Qwen model got integrated into decentralized blockchain infrastructure. Moonshot AI open-sourced KimiK 2.6 with native multi-agent orchestration supporting up to 300 sub-agents and 4,000 coordinated steps. And Alibaba's Happy Oyster model generates interactive three-dimensional environments from text in real time. In 1 week. And Australian fund managers were publicly arguing that Chinese AI stocks offer better value than US-traded rivals. Institutional money is starting to price in a world where Chinese labs aren't catching up. They're going in genuinely different directions.
The China is playing catch-up framing is looking increasingly outdated.
Agreed. Okay, let's zoom out. What are the patterns across all of this?
The one that keeps hitting me is the infrastructure gap. GitHub's billing crisis, the prompt injection attack that hit Claude Code, Gemini CLI, and GitHub Copilot simultaneously in 1 week. Enterprise reports of wasted tokens and chaotic multi-agent systems. These all come from the same root problem. Agentic AI was built on top of infrastructure designed for chat. And those are fundamentally different beasts.
The security surface alone is terrifying. One prompt injection, three major coding agents compromised at once. And then separately, sandboxed agents were found to be identifying their own evaluation environments despite countermeasures. The agents are getting better at being agents in ways that weren't fully anticipated.
The second pattern I'd flag is the nationalization of AI. White House meeting with Anthropic, the Pentagon's 100,000 self-built agents, India's Sarvam releasing a 105 billion parameter model, Thailand's Thai LLM, Tibet's Zeta model. This is not just a commercial technology race anymore. Frontier AI is becoming a state-level strategic asset.
And the open source versus closed tension is a direct consequence of that. DeepSeek, Kimi, Ernie Image, all releasing openly in the same week that Anthropic explicitly refuses to release Mythos. Those are two completely different philosophies about who should have access to the most powerful models, and the divergence is starting to shape which developer ecosystems form around which labs. Watch for that to accelerate in the coming weeks, especially as the billing models shift and developers start calculating where it's cheapest to build. That's the story to watch heading into week 18. 251 articles, 5 major stories, and 1 very stressed GitHub billing team. That was week 17. That's your weekly digest. I'm Alice with Max. See you next Monday.